You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
So we teased it at the top of the show. We did a retrospective for Mobb Deep. You should go listen to that. Episode 124 on clockradiospeakers.com. It's actually, honestly, it's just easier to go and Google Clock Radio Speakers Mobb Deep, and you'll get it. So what we haven't done is a definitive 15. So initially, I got my wires crossed a little bit, and I was focusing on Prodigy instead of Mobb Deep. I made some slight adjustments, so I think I'm good now. But this is going to encompass Prodigy solo stuff and Mobb Deep records. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Before you get into it, let me ask you, was this easy to put together? Difficult? Somewhere between?
Pretty easy. I didn't need Prodigy to pass because honestly, I didn't listen to anything.
Really?
I literally went through the discography and I knew. I'm so familiar with Mobb Deep's catalog. Now, I feel bad that I didn't have enough time to get into like the unreleased stuff.
I have one unreleased record on here.
I've got one, potentially two, because I think this record ended up getting released.
What do you define as released, actually?
Yeah, because when you go on YouTube, and we're going to do this later, there is a black hole of unreleased Mobb Deep records.
They did a ton of stuff in like 96 to 99.
And the stuff is, it's not bad.
No.
At all.
No.
Yeah, it's dope. So there was a point where like Havoc was kind of making like these cookie cutter Havoc beats.
Mm.
But a cookie cutter Havoc beat from 96 to 99.
Right.
Is still really good.
Right.
So
to me, there are five records that are in some order. They're the first five that you have to talk about.
Which are?
Eye for an Eye.
Mm, you start there. Okay.
Shook Ones Part 2.
Yeah.
Survival of the Fittest.
Yeah.
Quiet Storm.
Okay.
Keep It Thorough.
I'm going to replace Eye for an Eye
mm-hmm.
with Drink Away the Pain.
What?
Or Still Shining.
Still Shining's dope, but it's not Eye for an Eye.
Eye for an Eye is dope, but not because of Prodigy.
Hmm.
Eye for an Eye is a great song because of the beat. I mean, everybody kills it.
Yeah.
Everybody kills it. A record like Give Up the Goods has a dope Prodigy voice, has a very dope Prodigy verse. Big Noi just raps the verse of his life on there.
Mm.
And then same thing with Still Shining, but we'll get to Still Shining. When I stand for that record. Ugh.
So Shook Ones Part 2, Survival of the Fittest, Quiet Storm, Keep It Thorough. Those are unimpeachable, right?
1,000%.
And I don't want to skate over those. Let's actually talk about, Shook Ones is a really interesting record, like its place in hip hop history. Because on the one hand, to me, as an old guy now, like it is an iconic, perfect song. The beat, Prodigy, Havoc in 95, I think Havoc actually gets better as the 90s go along for a little while. But Havoc is dope on this. But Prodigy's like, there are so many phrases and little couplets from here that are just imprinted on my brain. Everything in the world has already been written about how great Shook Ones Part 2 is. I don't need to repeat it. But if 100 years from now, when people are writing the story of Mobb Deep, they're going to start with Shook Ones Part 2, right?
I was actually thinking about... Oh, man, I forgot to talk about the Tupac movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. It's not nearly as bad as social media will make you think. It would have been better suited as a miniseries a la New Edition. Pac needed a week. He needed a week, 2 hours of definitive times. Death Row alone needs 2 hours. Him in jail, Me Against the World needs 2 hours. His Black Panther early beginning, that just needed its own movie. So I kind of went in there with low expectations, and I was like, oh, okay, well, you met and slightly exceeded my low expectations. So it's a $5 Tuesday movie, or wait till Redbox, but like Friday night date,
I didn't get a good vibe from the trailer.
Yeah, it's not terrible, man.
I saw the trailer and I was like, that guy. Just tell me this: like in the movie, like in the trailer, I look at the guy who plays Tupac and I go, nah, he doesn't have it.
Pac is one of those.
I know.
Okay, so I'm not gonna be the guy who just hypes up Tupac to be this just amazing mythical figure, but Pac is very hard to emulate.
True. And
very hard to emulate. So there's parts where he does as well as he could do, and he starts a little cringy in the beginning, and then you sort of warm up to him.
Is it true that he Millie Rocks?
Right. No, he doesn't Millie Rock. Okay. No, he doesn't have an iPhone 7.
Thank you.
The funniest part is right before he dies in Vegas, he plays Blackberry Molasses. Hilarious. there's a couple of like ironic and funny parts, and if you know your history, and also him being at his album release party, and him Biggie comes and he helps Biggie on stage, like grabs his arm and like lifts him on stage.
No.
But Biggie's 6'2",
right,
300 pounds, and Pac is maybe 150.
Right.
That was funny. But other than that, I mean, we could argue about semantics, but it's not terrible. It's not terrible. What were we talking about with Prodigy? I forgot.
We were talking about how, like, when you write the story of Mobb Deep, you start with Shook Ones Part 2.
I brought up Tupac because I was thinking, like, all right, so if there's a Prodigy movie or a Prodigy, I mean, there is a Prodigy book, which is also hilarious. What do you call it? Like, when Nas passes, is the Nas story going to be called Hate Me Now? Is it going to be called New York State of Mind? Is it going to be called Nas Is Like? When Jay-Z dies, is it going to be called Hard Knock Life? Is it going to be called The Blueprint? You know what I'm saying? Like
The Blueprint, that's pretty good for a J1.
Yeah, because he set, you know, his whole aura is him setting all these
right,
trends.
Right, right.
So with Prodigy, what do you call it? Do you call it Keep It Thorough? Do you call it Survival of the Fittest? Because it could almost be like a duality with Sickle Cell.
Do you call it Hell on Earth?
Do you call it Hell on Earth? Do you call it Keep It Thorough? There's so many different places. So Shook Ones, yeah, I guess you could say that. To me, Shook Ones is definitive Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
When we talk about hip hop, when we think of definitive Prodigy, it's Keep It Thorough.
Keep It Thorough is completely ridiculous. I watched the video for that today. I just love that that even though it's that song, because it was a rap single for a major label in the year 2000, there are still, you know, video chicks dancing around. And it's like...
Yeah, so that's a Pink QB Chain, right?
Yes. No, Keep It Thorough. I mean, but here's the thing. Keep It Thorough is not peak Prodigy.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Just make sure we're... It's a definitive record. It's an incredible record. It's maybe his last... One of his last incredible records. I'm looking at my list here.
Yeah.
And after HNIC, it's more of a slope, and then it's just a... Whew.
I've got one record post HNIC on my list.
I have... I think I have some on my honorable mentions, but yeah. I really struggled with the like 2004 to 2008 era Prodigy and where to rank that appropriately. But we'll get there. So we talked about Shook Ones. Keep It Thorough. I mean, God, that Alchemist beat. Oh, man.
Yeah. We might need to do an Alk.
Oh, yeah.
That would be extremely difficult.
Well, we still need to do a Timbo Neptunes, much like how we did a Swiss Just.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's going to be ugly.
That'll be great. And so what would you do for... I mean, you could do Alchemist. I don't know.
I feel like Alchemist is premier for like his generation, just in terms of like he's the definitive guy for a certain sound, a certain demographic.
I could see that.
You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to parallel those two. I don't know if Alchemist had a, you know, Timbaland and Pharrell, like they almost like Dre and Dre and Timbo were like that for a while.
What's
you
that?
Know, like a producer where you have like a parallel, like both of you guys are hot at the exact same time.
Right.
But you guys make maybe two different sounds. So.
Yeah, I feel like for like, I don't know, like if I'm doing it, like if, you know, if we did a Primo one, I'd be like, well, yeah, we're going to do Primo and Pete Rock.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I got
you. Alk is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a big enough Pete Rock fan to do 15 records.
No, I think Alk bridges like for like hardcore hip hop fans. He really was because he continues to do it. But like for a time there, he was kind of the bridge from the end of the DJ Premier peak to the Just Blaze era. Like, he was that late 90s, early 2000s. Like, he carried the torch for a while, and he's still making incredible records. But, like, I don't know. I'm really partial. Like, early 2000s Alchemist is just...
He's one of the greatest.
Keep It Thorough is incredible. Lots of, like, quotables for days. Yep. But even then, like, his flow is notably different on here than it was 4 years prior.
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
Quiet Storm.
Here's the thing. With Quiet Storm, first of all, White Lines.
Mm-hmm.
The original version from the Clue tape, heavier bass line, keys are a little more toned down. I love that version. It's more stripped down, and the focus is on Prodigy's vocals. I love Quiet Storm, but the snooty rap nerd in me loves the original version too. Quiet Storm gets overshadowed because of the remix, and the remix specifically Kim. But what Prodigy was doing on the original version of Quiet Storm, yes.
Yeah. Prodigy's opening verse on the original version of Quiet Storm is unbelievable.
Also, since we're talking about videos, underrated video.
Yeah.
Video super dope.
I mean, we should just clear this up. The original version of Quiet Storm is far superior to the remix.
Yes.
Okay. It's just not even close.
I don't want to say not even close.
Not because even close.
If someone prefers Kim and her verse, I won't hate it. I won't knock it. I'm not crazy about Have and Prodigy on the remix.
Right.
So I get both sides. You're stupid.
And then the other one we mentioned at the top, Survival of the Fittest.
So underrated, it makes my head hurt. Puffy is in the video.
Of course he 90, was.
95 Puff in Queensbridge with a Kango and a polo and an oversized polo sweater. Classic. That's one of those. It's underrated because Survival of the Fittest is one of those where were you wins for me.
Mm.
Watching Rap City, summer 95, my grandmother's house, my grandmother on my mother's side's house. What is this?
Mm.
And then immediately they played it on the radio, which was weird because St. Louis radio didn't really play a lot of East Coast music. And then going back, and I told the story on social media about my dad buying me the tape at Circuit City and him saying, what the hell is this? But like, yo, as good as all these other records are, underrated of how fire and incredible Survival of the Fittest is. And the remix is nothing to shake a stick at either.
No, it's not. No, Survival of the Fittest is, yeah, for me, it was like really easy to write. I wrote down the first five songs. I just didn't even think twice.
Yeah. Yep.
And so you want to talk about Still Shining, because was that one of your top five?
Yes.
So you had that instead of Eye for an Eye.
Yes.
So tell me why.
Still Shining is without question one of my favorite songs ever in life. The sample, the drums, Prodigy's opening verse is all just like unreal. Like every time I hear that record, it's like I'm hearing it for the first time. So for me, that alone makes it my favorite. It's classic Prodigy. It's so dark it makes my head hurt. Like some dark stuff. Like I was listening to some of this Mobb Deep stuff. A record like Right Back at You, which is on my list, but it's a bonus. It's not definitive. That Prodigy verse is really, 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 really dark. So much so that when I'm rapping along with it, I'm like, whoa. But Still Shining, I'm not gonna lie, I give it a pass. It's dark, but it's incredibly dark. It's incredible and dark. So whatever. But yeah, Still Shining for me, definitive. I'm playing those four records and I'm playing Still Shining right after that for a Prodigy fan. Or for somebody who wants to get put on to Prodigy.
Now that we have made a particular record that will appear on a future project of yours, now when I hear Still Shining, it sounds off to me.
Really?
Just because it's like, now I almost like, man, should I go back and change that beat?
Hey, listen, we got time. Let's play around with it.
Just because, honestly, like, I didn't really listen to Still Shining all that. It's been a long time since I heard Still Shining. Like, no joke, when I made that beat, I wasn't thinking about Still Shining.
Sure. For those who may not follow me on social media and just listen to the show, the album that I'm working on, Even If I Lose, which will be available when it's done, The intro is a record that is produced by Doc, and it uses the same sample.
Part of it does. Part of it does.
Yeah, part of it does. Whoa. Don't give away all the secrets. Just relax. Hold on 1 second. But yeah, it doesn't. But the thing is though it uses the same sample, it's not like it doesn't sound like you were trying to. It doesn't sound like I came to you with the sample and said, right. "Hey, Doc, remake Still Shining." Because actually, right. You came to me with this beat.
I did.
So yeah, fire.
Anyway, we talked about Eye for an Eye a little bit.
God, yeah,
Eye for an Eye, man. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I think Ray murders Eye for an Eye.
He does. But Prodigy's great on this too.
He is.
And that beat is perfection.
Is that Havoc and RZA or just Havoc?
Oh, RZA's not involved. It's just Havoc.
That's crazy. Because that sample is complete RZA, but the drums are super Havoc.
All right. So we both talked about what we had for top fives. So now I think we should go back and forth. What do you have for number six? Even if these aren't in order, what's the next one in your list?
Give Up the Goods.
On my honorable mentions.
Oh, you're killing me.
Tell me why.
Definitive Prodigy verse. Beat is classic. Yeah. It just so happens that, you know, Big Noi was having a good day. He found a 50 in his pocket. And he killed it. It's definitive for him. But Prodigy in 95 it's just understated how much he can't miss. And then again, we talked about this on the Mobb Deep Retro. Such a credit to Q-Tip that is understated. I think I realized the way that people feel about the first two Tribe albums, that's how I feel about the Infamous.
Mm.
In terms of people were talking about Q-Tip being a genius and the things that he did with production. Yes, first two Tribe albums, totally. But I didn't live those. I retrospected those albums. The Infamous I lived, so I hear it differently. And I hold Q-Tip in a high regard because that album, The Infamous, and these drums specifically, are some of the greatest drums ever.
That's a bold statement.
One that I will clearly stand behind.
Okay. All right. Next up for me is Nas and Prodigy, Self-Conscious.
Woo! Definitive.
Definitive.
Woo!
I think you need to play that.
That's a tough record. All right, hold up.
Oof.
Is it ill? Do it need to be fixed? That shit is real, done. Stop talking like your skills don't kill. Nah, it's just that. Sometimes I feel like that. I could write more foul than the lad. Yo, that shit is cash. Trust me, done. I'll never lead you.
All right, so just to give some context on the concept of that record.
He's got two sides of his personality sort of going back and forth. He's not the first person to have this sort of split personality kind of thing going on in the song. And because he actually, to his detriment, he doesn't really do he doesn't do almost enough of a vocal inflection to make it sound like he's not pulling off this is not Big on Ready to Die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So it almost takes you a minute to realize that no, he's not doing a Cormega and punching in. Like he's actually he's rapping with the Self-Conscious. It's a dope record.
Yeah.
Love that beat. I was trying to go through like different eras of Prodigy. And to me, what I love about this is there are some records on Murder Music where he maybe isn't everything that I kind of wanted. And the production of Murder Music, I don't think is largely really, I would say half of it holds up very well and half of it, I'm just like, what were they thinking? But even though Self-Conscious was on the QB's Finest album in 2000, you know, which was really a collection of like stuff that they put together, odds are this is recorded, you know, sometime late 90s, and it's just a great song. I love it. For me, this is on this list because this is a personal favorite of mine. I love Prodigy on here.
Okay. So for my next one, I'll keep it on QB's Finest because I picked Power Rap.
Really?
For that same reason.
Hmm.
Yes. Like, I feel like we have to.
I feel like you got to play it now.
Thank you. Raps inside my skull cap like a brick stack. The kid is back. I told y'all niggas 98 list that. Yo, 99, I piss on rap.
All right, he gets a little. This is a family show. Family show. Not a lot of clean version of Mobb Deep.
Yeah, it's a little hard.
But yes, I mean, the exact same reason why you like Self-Conscious is the reason. You know me, I'm a rappity rap guy. I'm a sucker for, you know, good records conceptually. I'm a sucker for, you know, records with good energy, but in my heart of hearts, I just like it when dudes rhyme.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just like it when dudes rhyme. And to me, this is throw a beat on and just let me get these bars off.
Yeah, and for me, because I'm the producer, right? Like, I need the beat to be at a certain level. And when the beat's at a level and when Prodigy is bringing his A game, you get a record like Killer's Theme, which is my next pick.
Ooh, good transition. That's on my honorable mentions.
Killer's Theme is ridiculous.
I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up. Yeah. Killer's Theme is
oh my goodness.
It's scary how good that record is.
It cuz it was a bonus track after the Cormega record where someone samples the drink being poured in the glass.
Yep.
Cuz it was supposed to be on Testament.
Yep. Well, the first time I heard it, I mean, I heard it on the internet, but then I heard like a full version on Survivor the Illest 1.
That's probably right.
Yeah, bonus disc, because the bonus disc had a couple of Cormega records. Man, that Testament record, if that would have came out in 98 when it was supposed to.
Along with Dead Man Walking, Killer's Theme, Angel Dust.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Right. Part the crowd like the Red Sea. Let's fight to this. Don't even tempt me. Come on, let's fight to this.
Crazy.
Hey yo, peace to our way of life. Hats off to all the tripe. Let's toast to fully autos and foot long knives. Especially for stacks of greenbacks. My outfit of performance to blow all stain wraps. Now let me take
your. Alright.
You're about to get a point where he does the back to the basics. You're anxious to flip, catch a face. Like, his flow there is ridiculous.
Alright, hold on. I'll play it. Hold
no,
on.
It's okay, because, you know, we're trying to keep it a family show.
Okay, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
It's a Cormega song, but it's produced by Havoc. Prodigy and Havoc both rap on it. It might as well be Mobb Deep featuring Cormega.
I'm sure with the amount of unreleased records that they have,
right,
that there's like a bunch of essentially what Justin Timberlake and Timbaland did after 2020.
Right.
They had a bunch of records that they were sitting on and they just sold them to people. I'm sure Mobb Deep have done that a time or 10.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you got next?
Let's see. Where am I going to go? I'll go here. Later Mobb Deep record.
Okay.
Off of an album that I think is very underrated. I think it's Mobb's fourth best album.
Oh.
So obviously 1, 2, and 3 are infamous. Hell on Earth and Murder Music. The fourth best album to me was America's Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So there's one record in particular that I absolutely love. Win or Lose.
I debated putting this on my. It's definitely my honorable mentions. The beat really, really carries this record.
It does. It does.
And Havoc is better than Prodigy on this.
Yeah, I was. I didn't listen to it, but I was trying to remember what was the album where Havoc was kind of getting at. He was better than Prodigy. It might have been either Infamy or America's Nightmare.
Mm.
So, do we want to play all these or nah?
It's up to you. We could play the ones that people might not know.
Okay, we'll play a piece of it.
Okay, there you go. I'm like rearranging my list in real time here.
Yeah, me too.
It's real.
That sample is everything.
The sample is amazing. Alchemist.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't filter it.
Right. Another day, another dollar. See, Havoc's got great energy on this. Yeah, how my nose running. I've been out in the cold.
gonna wait surprise you.
It's like all city song. Time to go shopping for cars, not fashion. I wish be the bomb.
Not bad. It sounds like it's like the fifth or sixth time that Prodigy has read his verse. And it feels like Havoc wrote his verse like 2 weeks ago. So I get what you're saying.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. But yeah, win or lose, definitely on my definitive list. I agree with you that, you know, maybe the beat carried it a little bit, but I don't care.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. All right. Next up for me, 1996. Even though it's not the opening track, it always, in a weird way, it feels like it could have been an opening track because it was such a definitive song for this album. And it really, really sets the tone. And that is Drop a Gem on Him.
1,000% on my list.
Good.
Killed Pac on this record.
Yeah.
I think he was the first one to talk about the allegations of what was going on with Pac in jail, right?
Yeah. I would not try to play any of this on the show. I don't know if there's any piece of Prodigy's verse that you could use that we would be able to keep our family audience.
Yeah, just YouTube it yourself.
I love the Mobb Deep slang. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm reading the lyrics to Drop a Gem on Him right now. First of all, he calls it New Yiddy, which is fantastic. But just in general, like it's amazing. We haven't even talked about that. Like the whole notion of you know, done, or I mean, just all the like
the done language. Yeah,
the done language, literally. Yeah, maybe that would be the name of Prodigy's, but that might be a little too esoteric.
Yeah, I think that's a little too inside baseball.
Okay. Drop a Gem on Him samples in Aretha Franklin. Right? Oh, I guess I can hear that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely Aretha Franklin's
right,
voice.
But like, you know, it's so ominous. Like you don't really.
But it's like Havoc was really good at taking like a half a second of a sample and making it dark when it was literally a trend, like two or three transition keys into something totally else.
Right.
So totally different. I'm sorry. Okay.
Right. What's next up?
Next. Shoot. We're already halfway done because we have a lot of the same ones.
Yeah.
Next one is, where am I going to go? I mentioned this one earlier, so I'll get it out the way. Another record off the infamous. This kind of shows Prodigy's creative side.
Okay.
Drink Away the Pain.
Mm.
Prodigy relating a woman to alcohol. Very creative for 1995.
Yeah.
Creative for beats crazy. But yeah, definitive just to get Prodigy outside of, you know, his QB raps. I thought this was dope. It's definitely a definitive for me. My sister and I used to run this record back a lot as kids. We listened to it. How old was I when The Infamous came out? 11? Definitely listened to. There's no way. My daughter's 11. There's no way she would listen to The Infamous.
I think it. I mean, you could start with the instrumentals.
There's no way my daughter's listening to The Infamous. It's not happening.
You can wake up one morning and she's writing rhymes in a little booklet. No?
She already got bars.
She got bars?
Yeah. Both my kids do.
Mm.
Yep. Just haven't let that go yet. Just trying to carve that out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay.
But yeah.
Next up for me is, I guess, technically unreleased. I don't know. I thought it ended up getting released somewhere, but I don't think so because it was incredibly difficult. I can't even find it online, but I've heard it a bunch of times. I know I have it in my library. It's one of my personal favorites from the latter part of Prodigy's career, and that's P Broke the Switch. I love P Broke the Switch.
We're going to have to play that because I honestly don't. I saw you tweet about it.
P Broke the Switch is great.
I don't remember it. I'm sure as soon as I play it, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's only one cutting room floor. You're going to have to play it because there's only one cutting room floor. Oh, before you play that.
Yeah.
So while I was looking for Rick Ross records, I stumbled on Cutting Room Floor 3. Has a record that we haven't talked about in a while, but it's a record I think you and I loved and were very fond of at one point in time. Play it. Hold up. See if you remember this.
Okay. Yeah, it's a dope record.
Maybach music. Listen. You wonder why Ross is one of my favorites, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ross got joints. But you're going to have to play P Broke the Switch. I can't find it.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, oh, shit. Sit back, man. Just sit back. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you gotta do this sit back here, man. Hey, yo, Don, I got the half in the smoking that purple. I'm with you for a for real. I get high like airplanes when I burn that.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah. Harder, baby.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, that beat is ridiculous.
That beat is crazy.
But I've listened to that song so many times. That's a personal favorite. I love that record. Pete Broke the Switch is ridiculous.
That record's tough. I forgot about that joint. Dang.
There's some records on Cutting Room Floor 1. Backwards.
Honorable mention.
For me too. Not Mob, but like Still in Effect with Freeway. Street Team Remix.
Oh my God, Still in Effect. Oh boy. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know how happy I was when that instrumental came out? I don't think I rapped to it. I just wanted it. Yes.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Yes. Yes. Pete Broke the Switch. Love it. From 2003, Cutting Room Floor, First Infantry Mixtape, Volume 1. What can I say? Honestly, I played that way more than probably anything on America's Nightmare. Definitely anything on whatever that fifth album was. I can't remember the name of it.
Infamy or Blood Money?
Blood Money. Oh, right. I forgot about Infamy.
I don't think I've ever heard Blood Money all the way through.
Really?
Nah.
Oh.
I couldn't rock with Prodigy after Pearly Gates.
Well, that's a pretty terrible song for starters.
Yeah, right. Absolutely hate the content.
Well, sure.
And then I think that at that point it turned me off so much. Like I just didn't listen to the album and I never went back and listened to it. That's fair. Okay. Let's go with a layup.
Okay, let's do it.
Murder Music.
Yes, sir.
It's Mine.
Also on my list.
Okay.
I added it at the end though.
Really?
Because I don't know if to me this record is about Prodigy as much.
It's definitely about Nas. Nas steals the show.
Yes, it is.
And the sample.
Yeah. But it's a really dope song.
It's a dope record.
And if I'm thinking of definitive Prodigy / Mobb Deep records, it'd be crazy that this isn't on the list.
6,000%.
Okay.
And that's exactly why I put it. You just went on ahead and explained everything.
I stole your show.
No, you're good. You're good. That's it. We can go to the next one.
Also for Murder Music.
Okay.
Personal favorite.
Let's go.
What's Your Poison?
Not on my list, but tough record.
Oh, one of my favorite Cormega verses. That beat is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Prodigy is Prodigy.
Oh, man. That was a record, like I said, that was one of the first albums that I bootlegged.
Yeah.
I had three different versions of that album. So I had the version that I downloaded.
Yeah.
There was another version that was sold at the mom and pop store that I used to frequent. And then I bought the retail album twice. And hearing each version was completely different, even though they had like a lot of the same similar songs. But like hearing What's Your Poison, like the final version, crazy.
Yeah. What's Your Poison? Oh, man. So dope. Love. And honestly, like the first half of Murder Music really needs that song.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's a little bit too much of Havoc's been playing around with that with some keyboard drums. Not enough hard mob stuff.
Yeah.
For like me.
Chopped up break beats.
You know, just saying.
You like Doc Beats?
That's not a Z. All right. What do you got next?
Oh boy. We will be touching Murder Music a little later on because I've definitely got some definitive.
Some honorable mentions?
Yeah, honorable mentions, I'm sorry.
I was gonna say.
The latest Prodigy record that I have in his discography on my definitive.
Oh.
This project, Return of the Mac, I liked it a lot better back then.
Yeah.
But there's a few songs that still stand out to me. One is Nickel in a Nail.
Yeah.
That beat is crazy. But if we're going definitive, we have to go with Stuck on You.
I don't think Stuck on You has aged well at all.
It hasn't, but to me it's still definitive.
I hear you. Not my favorite, but I hear you. I used to love that album. There was kind of a debate like what was a better album, that or American Gangster.
Oh, it's not close.
It's not close. American Gangster is much better.
Yes. America's Nightmare.
No. I meant because of 2000. Those were both released in 2007.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah. No way.
Yeah. No way. Not happening.
Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I don't... Go ahead.
Next up for me.
Okay.
Off the Sunset Park soundtrack.
Woo! Let's
back
go.
At you. Not right back at you. Back at you.
Yes. Honorable mention.
You need to, I think a lot of people have not heard this song.
You want me to play it?
Yeah, you should play it.
All right.
Back at you.
I feel like they did because it was a single off the soundtrack.
There were like 5 singles off that soundtrack. And that was 21 years ago.
All right, bro. All right.
I'm just saying. I love Back at You. My God. Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, stainless steel gas, could never rust fit the
first of all, huge credit to Havoc. A fantastic opener to that verse.
Yes, yes.
But man, that bass line. Oof. And actually, Prodigy kills that record too. But no, yep. Like they, you know, they were just tossing off records all over the place in 96. And I get it, like, because I don't know if that would have aesthetically fit in on Hell on Earth.
It wasn't dark enough.
It wasn't dark enough. Oh, what was on the Sunset Park soundtrack?
Tupac, How Till I Die.
Oh, Motherless Child.
Motherless Child. I think there was a...
Oh, how do you feel about the Quad City DJs?
What Quad City DJs record was on there?
Hoop in Your Face.
Oh, in your face. Go, hoop all in your face. Yeah, baby.
We could, you know... Quad City DJs would have a real mean, like, Definitive 4.
We would have to do a Definitive 15 on Quad City DJs.
69 Boys.
Tag Team.
Yeah.
95 South.
Right. Basically, Definitive 15 for that 92 to 97, like, 120 BPMs dance.
Luke Scarred is 1,000% on that list.
Who is?
Luke. Oh. Luke had a record called Scarred.
I remember. Like, to me, these are the people who, like, They came in the wave after Luke, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but Luke kind of rode that wave afterwards. Like, people came after and he was like, oh, is this what we're doing? I've got a couple records. Here you go. Well, okay, Definitive 10.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, we just named people and I'm like, all right, okay, now we're stretching.
Right. Now you're like, can I include Shorty Swing My Way on this? That doesn't really count. Right.
And the remix. Can we do both versions?
Right. But no, this is why one time Marissa had the idea, a Definitive 15 for... Basically, the concept is it's your middle school dance and you're the DJ.
Woo!
Right.
Nope. She's coming back on the show. Nah, we got to do that one. That's a great idea.
Right, because you're going to be so mad at how early I bring out Boombastic.
Boombastic was like fifth grade for me, so I missed my middle school dance, missed that.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Yeah, we had a lot of... Well, I mean, we had dances in the fifth grade, so like we had like... Tony, Let's Get Down.
Yes.
All For One, I Swear.
Listen, like,
oh, Tony. Also, Tony, If I Had No Loop. They had a couple records. They had a couple of elementary school dance joints. They're not just anniversary and Lay Your Head on My Pillow. They're more than that.
Let's Get Down. Well, you like Let's Get Down because it's quick.
Yes.
I even like Let's Get Down.
It's a good record.
Yeah. You know how I feel about quick.
Don't disrespect me, Doc.
All right, we somehow went from Mobb Deep to All For One to Tony. So,
yeah, because that's just what we do. Okay, I've got 3 left.
I have 4 left.
And I have a bunch of honorable mentions.
I have 19 honorable mentions.
I think I have 16.
Okay, so what do you got?
Okay, back to Mobb Deep. Yeah. Back to The Infamous, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Temperatures Rising.
Not on either of my lists.
Boy.
So why is that definitive to you?
The sample, Patrice Rushen sample.
Yeah.
The drums are crazy. I'm not going to lie. Even though the focus of this is on Prodigy, Havoc totally gets Prodigy on this record.
Mm.
Havoc washes Prodigy on this record. Matter of fact, like, Prodigy's verse is good, but Havoc just kills him. But to me, this is still, again, another one of those records that if we're talking definitive, if I'm playing people, if I'm playing people, Mobb Deep stuff, I'm going here.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think the way you feel about Back At You is the way I feel about Temperatures Rising.
Hmm. Interesting.
So,
oh, I take that back. I had that on my, because I was like, Temperatures Rising. I was like, oh, wait, you mean Give Up the Goods? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I have that on my honorable mentions. I get it.
Okay.
All right. Next up for me, is I can't believe. So I have three more. My last three are all Hell on Earth.
Mm, okay.
We're going to start with Front Lines, Hell on Earth.
Not going to lie.
Oh, no.
I've never liked that song.
Ah!
Yeah, never liked that song.
Prodigy's opening this is crazy.
Nah, lyrically Prodigy kills this. The beat is very it. The beat is very to me.
Yeah, it's not the best beat on the album.
Yeah, not even close.
Right.
But no. I totally get why it's definitive. I won't argue that.
Okay. Yeah, like I was really looking for when I first started this list, I was really looking for Prodigy versus where like sometimes he is just in the pocket.
Yep.
And you know, his opening this is just oh my God.
Yep.
He is unstoppable. This was the first single. Is that true?
Yes.
1996 was a very weird place.
Yep. And I think the second single was G.O.D. Part 3.
I think that's definitely right. There was definitely a video for that.
Yep. That song is one of the first rap songs to scare me.
And I'll just get out of the way. That's the next one on my list.
Mm, on my honorable mentions, but incredible record.
Incredible record. Hell on Earth is really interesting because, like, it's one of those things where you can kind of get lost in, like, if you just put Hell on Earth on loop after a while, you kind of, like, the fact that, yes, a lot of these songs kind of sound the same or sound very similar starts to work in the favor because you're just sort of lost in, like, the fog of this album.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, G.O.D. Part 3, like, the synths, the same drums used on Killing Me Softly, like, well, you know. This is just a great beat. Prodigy's great on this.
Yep.
The video, yep. You know, yeah. What can I say?
The fantastic. Intro is really, 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 really dark. The album intro is extremely dark.
Well, you know.
Hey, let's kill somebody before the song comes on.
Well, it wouldn't be, it's not the first time. I mean, it's probably not even the first time that happened on a Queensbridge album in 96. Like,
right. Well, yeah. I gave you power.
Right. Well.
But at least right. That fits in the context of the song.
Sure.
Mobb Deep was just like, yeah, let's just kill somebody. Why not? Here we are.
All right. You've got two more? Three more.
Yes. Two more.
Two more. All right.
Okay. Underrated record for me off of HNIC.
Mm.
One of my favorite Prodigy songs of all time.
I'm a little scared where this is going.
Can't Complain.
Mm, can't. What does Can't Complain sound like? Can't Complain.
With the Barry White sample. I'll play it.
Hold Please on. Do. Can't Complain. It.
I'm getting them now, so I'm getting
them. Yeah, right.
That Barry White sample is
super
ridiculous.
Dope. Super dope.
Prodigy telling a story.
Mm.
Storytelling Prodigy, definitely underrated in the grand scheme of things. It's one of those records where I felt like I was in New York in 2000. As a 16-year-old kid, I didn't want to be anywhere else.
The thing that kills me a little bit about sort of trying to judge the HNIC album is his flow is not what it was, whether on purpose or for whatever reason.
I think he was really sick during that time.
I think he really was too, which is why I, you know, considering the guy died from complications, dude, like you feel terrible about judging him. But I'm just being honest. Like, you know, like you go back, I mean, like listen to his flow on like Frontlines, Hell on Earth, and then listen to his flow on the song you just mentioned. And like, it's not the same guy.
Yeah.
Still, he can still, like, his writing was still top notch.
Yeah.
But on a little bit on the downswing in terms of rap. But hey, it's a dope record.
Yeah, very dope record.
All right. I got one more in my top 15.
Go ahead.
Nighttime Vultures.
Not on my list.
Oh!
There's another, actually, there's one more record on Hell on Earth that we have not talked about. I only love it for the beat.
Yeah. Nighttime Vultures. Prodigy's great on this, but this beat, oh my God. Havoc, man.
Havoc, the 96 Havoc.
96 Havoc. No, 96 Havoc. Nighttime Vultures. Love it.
Yeah, that was a guy. Definitely a guy. Okay, so my last one is actually.
One more.
It's a tie.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one to go with, so I'll just talk about both of them because I love them both for the same reasons.
Okay.
Murder Music. Back-to-back songs.
Mm.
Illustrious and Adrenaline.
Mm.
Like, it's weird. Like, these almost, the drums, most of the time, the sample makes you feel away and the drums just kind of keep it hip-hop for Havoc. But on this record, the drums make the record because the melody is really faint. So it creates space for Prodigy to just rap.
Yeah.
And so in the same vein as Power Rap, like Prodigy's just rapping. And so this record, yeah, both of those records to me, I love them for the same reasons. So I'm not sure which one to pick.
Interesting.
So I'll just talk about both of them.
Okay.
But yep, 100%.
All right. So now we're into honorable mentions territory.
Oh boy.
I'm excited because I want to open up with two guest appearances from Prodigy.
Okay.
The first one is Pete Rock's The Game.
Mmm.
When's the last time you heard that song?
When it was out.
Pete Rock, Raekwon, Ghost. The beat's kind of how
do I need to play
it?
This?
I think you should. I think I probably described it the same way on the Mobb Deep Retro, which is it kind of sounds a little like a Renaissance Fair.
Not gonna lie, I forgot what it sounded like, but I think I know what it is. Oh, okay. Yep.
Sounds like a Renaissance Fair.
Is Ram, that just pissed me off about Immobility already.
Because he could still rap. He could still rap. He had to do guest appearances like that and Scoot on the Barbie to remind people, no, I can still rap.
Yeah, don't let the absence of RZA fool you. I'm still
here.
You're like, are you?
Right. And the other one, also from 98, Tres Leches.
You dug.
When was the last time you heard Tres Leches?
Jesus, did we do a Big Pun retro? I don't think we did.
No, I mean, okay, the Big Pun retro. We're going to talk about the debut album.
We got to talk about Yeah Baby.
What? This song is like catnip to like backpack. Like, let me get my backpack straps even tighter in 1998. Because this is Inspect the Deck, Big Pun, and Prodigy on a RZA beat.
I was just about to say that. 1,000%. 1,000%. Inspect the Deck had so much hope coming off that Triumph verse. And just, I mean, really a lot that he was doing during that time. He was in a good space.
He was killing guest appearances. Yeah.
No, I think the problem was that an Uncontrolled Substance didn't come out until 99, right?
Well, yeah. Because of the flood.
Oh, that affected the flood too?
Yeah, because he was supposed to come out like late 97, like after Forever.
I thought the flood just affected Method Man's album.
No. The flood happened after. Yeah, no. All sorts of crazy. Anyway.
Oh, so Tikal is just a bad album because it's a bad album.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Give me some of your honorable mentions.
All right. Did we already talk about Right Back At You?
No.
Oh, my God. Easily the darkest Prodigy verse ever. The beat is crazy. Yeah. Right Back At You, 100%. Another record on the infamous that nobody talks about that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
Party Over.
Mm.
Those drums are crazy. Don't do that. Let me give one more since you just totally trashed my other one.
Uh-huh.
So this is the other Hell on Earth record.
Okay.
If I wasn't so busy, I would 1,000% do a freestyle over this beat.
Okay.
So all you rappers listening to this show.
Don't you dare.
I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
Lord, I don't know what we got to do, son. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. Make that million, fam. Yeah. It's only there for the taking, son.
That sample is so ugly.
Let me get some left there, son.
His drums are extra crispy.
All that shit.
I don't care. Apostles' Warning is ridiculous. And I could totally play off. Okay, whatever.
Yep.
I may. Yeah. Spotify. All right. Okay. It's coming. It's coming.
You could call Sins Blood and Five Apostles Warning. All right.
You're stupid.
That was on my list as well. Let me talk about some records that I thought we might have heard already. So The Realist.
Definitely on my honorables.
Okay.
Classic.
Even though Kool G kind of steals the show.
Yeah. No kinda. He does.
They really tried to make Kool G work for like a slightly newer audience.
They Raucous did a good job. It was that record. It was the first nigga, the Primo remix.
Yep.
Ooh, that record was hard. Ooh. Oh Lord. Okay, I'm not gonna play it, but I want to. There's another Kool G rap record though. It was on Big L's album.
Platinum Plus. No, it's Big Daddy Kane.
Hey Kane. He's worked. Oh, the man, the icon.
Oh, right. The man, the icon.
Spoiler alert. That's on my definitive alchemist.
Give it away. Future podcasts.
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll get there.
Okay. Off of HNIC 3.
Yeah. Not on my list, but yes.
No.
No slant. No, that record is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that record is crazy. The other record that's on. On my honorables from HNIC, we've talked about on the
just,
show.
Just hey. Don't just. Could you not?
I'm totally doing it.
You're gonna play it, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
Oh no, I've got two records off HNIC. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
All right. Let's go. Cause how many more honorables do you have left?
Like 7 or 8.
Okay, I've got 9, so we're good. I'll do 3. Okay. These are kind of like whatevers.
Yeah.
Where your heart at?
Okay.
Sade sample was super tough. One of my first favorite Alchemist beats, Nothing Like Home. Nothing. The only record on Infamy that I can... these next two are from Infamy.
Nothing Like Home.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you might have to play that. What is Nothing Like Home? I did not listen to Infamy.
I got you. As soon as you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, what's popping now? 2002,
oh.
Man. No. Approaching 2003, man.
I looped this beat up.
You know what I'm saying?
You sure did. Put a gong in it and everything else.
Wealth, health, and happiness.
Oh, that's tough.
Keep me from running around clapping.
Yep. That's when Littles was a thing. Remember him?
Littles. That's tough. Do you know I went back and listened to the Infamous Mob album to see if I could find anything for this retro? For this Defender 15? The Infamous Mob record has some records.
I'm sure it has some beats on it.
IM3.
Ooh, hold on, I gotta pull up IM3. Wait a minute. Hold up. I feel like that record was stupid.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I've got people. Okay. Oh, Alchemist. Oh God.
Right, nigga.
Oh! Woo! Oh my God. Yes. Woo! Listen, I don't know what it is. Maybe just the weed carriers, like they get good weed that day. And Alchemist is like, it's just traditional. Like, weed carriers, is it just in them to have a good ear for beats? Like, what is it? Why do you not give that record to Mobb Deep?
IM3 is crazy.
Jesus, that beat is crazy.
I know. Hadn't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, man. Sheesh. I'm actually going to get rid of this record because it's not a good record at all. So I'm not even going to list that one on my list. Those are deleted. Okay, I'll give one more and then you go ahead.
Yeah.
America's Nightmare. Alchemist again.
I thought about this one.
When you hear the...
Yeah. That should be on my list.
That beat is stupid.
That beat is incredible. I don't know if... I don't love that song because of Prodigy, but it's a really dope Mobb Deep record.
Yep.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, I forgot. Oh,
yeah.
That beat is... Yeah. And Alchemist Definitive 15 is like impossible, man.
That, yeah. We're probably going to fight.
Because I'm going to have to... I'm actually going to have to listen to like Lake. And I'm going to play Bang Bang at insane volumes.
Oh, my God. Bang Bang. I'm going to have to do... Listen, Snooze Button 5 is probably going to be like a double disc.
Right. We're gonna be prepping for this, and all of a sudden, like, my Dropbox is just going to be filling up.
Yep. What's going to happen... It's going to be like Royce's Bar Exam 4, where it's like 30 tracks. But I'm not going to do skits. Like, it's just going to be me rapping for 90 minutes because nobody burns CDs anymore, and I don't have to worry about... Nope, I'm rapping over everything.
All right, so next up for me, do you remember Perfect Plot?
I don't remember the song, but I remember a song called Perfect Plot.
You should play it. You'll probably recognize it. Perfect Plot is dope.
Uh-huh. The mall coming through, no doubt, kids scheming and laying with the perfect plot. We the first ones awoken, the last ones asleep, and that's why we got the drive. Rip shows, hit hoes. I'm the type of nigga that'll have your baby father vest. Whatever you say bounces off of me and right back to you. And if it get back to us, then we clapping you. What?
Gonna be wild, push to the front of the crowd, top of the bow, state of the art rhymes, 100 miles. I lay down on chalk.
Okay. Those drums are crazy.
Yeah, that's them in between Hell on Earth and Murder Music.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Okay, after that, I had to put Got It Twisted on there.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
That's a crazy Alchemist beat. No, that's Havoc.
That's Havoc.
Yeah. I mean, the claps kind of make it feel a little dated. It's very 2004.
So, the Mobb Deep Lil Jon record is on your...
No. No.
No?
No. And then the last one... I'm not going to lie. This is really heavily on here because of the beat. But it is a later era Prodigy record with an incredible beat. It okay. is Prodigy and Alchemist. Keep Your Heels On. You remember this record?
No, I don't even think I've heard it.
Keep Your Heels On.
All right, hold up.
This beat is ridiculous. That beat is ridiculous. The beat is ridiculous.
That's when Prodigy was. That's when Alchemist was taking like one note.
Yes.
Making, like, what were you smoking? Yeah, that beat is crazy.
That beat is crazy.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
So I've got. Well, I've got one, but it's one of them's not even a Prodigy record.
That's okay. Has he got a verse on it?
No. He might have been on the remix.
Okay.
Havoc bumped that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about The Illest.
Ooh.
But
yeah,
Prodigy's not on that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That Illest beat is crazy.
That beat is crazy. Of course, I've got YB on my list.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you don't. No, I totally
it's
don't.
A terrible song.
No, you're a terrible person. Okay, we talked about Backwards.
Yep.
That beat is crazy. Okay, so the last two. One, record off HNIC, which ironically talks about sickle cell. You can never feel my pain.
Oh, I was wondering if that was going to make it to your definitive.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, like, that's the song you play in the credits.
Is or, that
like,
the right title of his album? I'm not sorry. Nah. Is that the title of the book?
Nah.
Two on the nose?
Yeah, because okay. then the book has to be about the sickle cell.
True.
And then I don't think that's one of his definitive records. That may be a record that people like.
Right.
So, and my last one, yes. Unreleased Prodigy record. This is in 98 when people were begging for a Prodigy solo album. People don't remember that. Record's called Gun Love.
I knew you were going to say Gun Love.
You know I was. And I'm going to play it.
This popped in my head because I saw somebody tweeting about Montel Jordan Get It On Tonight. And I was like, do you mean Prodigy Gun Love?
Right. Don't spoil it.
This is true story.
Hey, can you use that sample, Doc? Appreciate it.
It's kind of weird to hear him rapping on this, though.
Really can't get it. Oh, we'll hear a second.
Yo, it seemed like yesterday when we first met. I was only 6, but you was much older. We got more tight during the latter part of my life. We spent nights sitting in the crib.
I think it works.
He's rapping over that almost the same way that he raps on Quiet Storm, by the way. It's the same.
I think
it's a little disconcerting.
I think it works because it's slower. And the drums help it, as opposed to Montel Jordan's record has like a lot of percussion, and it sounds like Platinum FUBU shorts. Now remember R&B dudes was wearing like suits made out of like that Platinum FUBU material with a white turtleneck.
All right, skip ahead. Oh man, he's got the two-way. All right, that's enough of that.
Oh,
but yeah, boy. He's got the two-way, and the message that he's sending says, "My lady's stressing me." And then he signs it Montel Jordan in all caps, as though...
If you're going to cheat, which I would never do, don't put your name... That was very, hey, it's me, Tiger, of him.
I mean, it's not the infamous Kelly Rowland text messaging in Excel on a Nokia phone or whatever was going on in that video. But the two-way, man. You could bring two-ways back.
I could. Actually, let me go on eBay right now and see how much they are.
I don't even know if they would work with modern cell networks, would they?
Oh, good question.
Now you got me... See, you get a lot of, like, the... I want, like, two-way pager. That's what I want.
Motorola two-way pager. Give it to me.
I mean, you can get one of the Motorola ones for, like,
$8.50. $8.50 or $850?
Yeah, $8.50.
Yeah, I don't see any on eBay. Huh.
That's what I'm looking at.
Let me just look up two-way pager. I looked up Motorola two-way pager. Yeah, I don't see anything, man.
Just two-way with the number two.
Ah.
Two-way pager should bring stuff up. We'll see.
There we go. Yep. Yeah, $85, $42. Yeah, $8.50. Yeah, that might be the wave. If I don't get it activated, I'll just clip it on my belt buckle.
See what you can see. What you got to do though is that's how you let the new lady in your life know that it's for real, because you're like, no, really, like, I'm giving you another two-way. Like, nobody else is talking to me except you on this two-way. y'all right there, Mom.
I'm getting sick, man. Stop. Killing me right now. That's hilarious.
Now I'm trying to find what else is Montel Jordan composing on this two-way?
Oh, God. Stop.
Yeah. And some chick named Tiffany is texting him back like, that's too bad. What are you doing tonight? It's like, nah, Montel, don't do it. Reconsider. All right.
Just showing the subject.
I got a couple more here.
Oh, go ahead. I'm done.
I'll call it live Brova rap.
Oh, live nigga rap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hoodlum.
I thought about Hoodlum.
Yeah. It's an honorable mention. And do you remember the record on Tony Touch's album, Basics?
I don't.
You should listen to that, because that is early out. That is early 2000s Alchemist.
Listen. That Tony Touch album has some joints. Ooh. One of the first beats I ever looped.
I can't deny it.
Woo.
Get it twist. Get it fixed. Yo, done shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yep. Got that.
I'll give a shout out to Prodigy's verse on the I Shot You remix.
Yes. Greatest posse cut of all time. Don't debate me.
Is that true?
It's fact.
Okay, let me think about that. We define posse cut as four or more?
Four or more.
Okay.
Everybody kills that. Everybody kills that beat. And that beat is incredible.
It is.
I think a lot of people would say, like, Scenario. There's a lot of trash. A lot of trash bars in Scenario.
So, if I'm rattling off dope posse cuts off the top of my head. Stranded on Death Row.
It's up there. Classic.
Affirmative Action.
Classic. Blackout.
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs?
Dope, but not on that level. I think Affirmative Action might be my favorite posse cut. Ooh,
interesting.
I don't know if it's the best.
Interesting. Okay.
But it's probably my favorite. I've probably listened to that the most times.
Okay.
That's something we got to think about. John
Blaze? That's up there.
That's an interesting one. I forgot about John Blaze.
That's up there.
Yeah, that's a dope one. All right, I have one more record I want to talk about, because... Speaking of, I guess this technically came out, although most people haven't, I mean, off of Big Noid's album, Infamous Mob. You should play this.
Excuse me, okay.
Taking the world over, universal, the mob soldiers, we explode like supernova, and then pro culture, we make quota and cook up.
Do you remember Rare Species?
Oh yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I wanna hear, hold on, I'm gonna play one more thing. Yeah. I wanna hear, there's a apparently there's a Prodigy freestyle over You Ain't a Killer.
Hmm.
Now, what era Prodigy is this?
Word up. Round up.
Oh, this is early Prodigy. This might be hard.
Havoc. Going for part three. Gotti.
Yeah, this is new from Scarface 5.
Scarface and Gambino. KB. Solidity. Prodigy. Know what I'm saying? Money no. Word up. The whole clique. Stovo. That infamous shit.
Yo, rap, man. Say you're way too long. Whatever. Jesus, we got a show to do here. Anyway,
we got a show to finish up.
All right, yeah. So anything, was that your last one?
That was my last one. I mean, listen, two things to close here real quick, right? So obviously it's a huge loss that Prodigy isn't here anymore. But Prodigy, not only was he an incredible rapper, but this is me being biased in terms of production. Whether by chance, I don't think much by chance. I think he had a good ear for beats. And to hear, like, yeah, he's a better rapper in 95, 96, 97 than he is later on. But even later in his career, dude just jumped on so many incredible beats. Like, there's so much stuff that I left off here. Like, I could really just put all of Hell on Earth, all of the infamous, whole bunch of murder music. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff we left off here. Never mind all the stuff that, like, Alchemist was doing in the early 2000s that never really went anywhere. Like, there's all sorts of stuff everywhere. Dude just left a legacy of incredible music. But at that 95, 96, I mean, it's really kind of a shame that they never did, you know. When they were recording Murder Music, they were also recording for his album. And it's kind of incredible that they didn't try to put out, like, they didn't try to put out an album in, like, 98 or something. You know what I mean?
Yep, when people were asking for it. Right. Definitely came out.
Right. And he was recording. I mean, they were clearly recording a ton of music, but they put out Murder Music instead. I mean, because Quiet Storm was supposed to be for his album.
Yep.
Right. I mean, why can't I think of the name of the record? Oh, Pharamanch, No Mercy. Right. That beat was supposed to be for Prodigy's solo album.
Wow. Like,
I know. Can you even imagine?
Oh, boy.
Right. Is that the first? Was that the first Alchemist meet that made everybody go, whoa? Because that's 98. And in 98, it might be.
Yeah, I don't think we knew it was Alchemist, though.
Right.
I don't think we knew it was Alchemist until 99.
But, yeah. Can you imagine 98, 99 Prodigy on that?
That would have been so ugly.
I know.
That would have been so ugly.
So, all that to say, I'm glad we had a really good reason to talk about Prodigy's music. Because, you know, nothing says summertime like listening to Mobb Deep.
It's about to be that way.
Right.
It's about to be that way. So, yeah. That's it.
You got anything else, man?
Nah, man. Ooh, don't be a follower. I'm sorry. I'm on my I just typed up Mobb Deep Unreleased on YouTube.
And Oh boy.
It's just like, yeah. I won't play anything because we got to go.
And on that note, thank you everybody for listening to this week's Clock Radio Speakers. We will likely not be on next week, but the week after we will likely be discussing a new Jay-Z project. So that'll be an adventure. Till then, thank you as always. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Are there any Mobb Deep or Prodigy records that we forgot? Hit us up. Use the hashtag Cloud Grady Speakers or just at CRS Podcast. Armand, you got anything you need to plug?
Nah, man, I'm good. Thank
Except
you
that people should follow you on Spotify, right?
Yeah, I'm a verified artist now. Hooray. I don't know what that means.
They pay you like a tenth of a penny more or something?
Right. So instead of 2/10 of a penny, it's 3/10 of a penny. Or 1/10. Wait, whatever. Okay. This is why I'm in school. We'll see you guys next week.